Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word today is our psalm of the day, Psalm 146, which we read just a little bit ago. Dear brothers and sisters in the faith, trust not in rulers. They are but mortal. Earthborn they are and soon decay. Vain are their counsels at life's last portal when the dark grave engulfs its prey. Since mortals can no help afford, place all your trust in Christ our Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. That is a hymn number 797 in our hymn book. And you recognize the words, no doubt, because you said them in a different form in Psalm 146. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Now, if you take the two of those and you put them together, the conclusion you might draw from all of that is, well, I guess God is just saying, don't trust the government. And while there may be truth or untruth in that statement, do not trust the government, that's not really the point here. It's not so much don't trust the government as it is do trust the Lord. Do trust the Lord. It's a lot like Proverbs chapter 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not upon your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight. Well, if you look at today's psalm, Psalm 146, you look at it in your bulletin, what's the first word? What is it? Praise. Praise. Praise the Lord. Yeah, okay, very good. What's the last word or last sentence? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The last five last five chapters of the book of Psalms are all called the Hallelujah Psalms. They all begin with Hallelujah, which is actually two words, Hallelujah, praise the Lord, and they all end with the same thing, Hallelujah, praise the Lord. A good way to end things, a good way to begin things. Because what is better than praising the Lord? Who else would you praise? Who else would you put your hope in? Who else would you trust? Who else would you seek? Who else would you ask? Who else would you depend upon? Who else would you find your comfort in? Trust in the Lord with all your heart, not half your heart, with all your heart. Don't lean upon your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, turn to the Lord, and he'll make your paths straight. Proverbs chapter 3. Of course, you may be one of those people who won't ask for directions. What's always the old joke about the husband and wife are going on a trip and the husband what? Won't ask for directions. We even have a cartoon of it on one of the refrigerators in the kitchen. And I made a copy of it here. You can't see it too well, but you can go in the kitchen and take a look at it afterwards. It's from The Far Side, which is sort of an oddball humor cartoon. And here you have Moses with his big bushy beard and his staff and his robe. And he's standing outside a gas station in the desert. There's two gas things there. And his wife is over here in her robe, and she's going into the gas station. And the caption reads, after 39 years and 11 months of stubbornly wandering in the desert, Moses' wife decides it's time to ask for directions for the promised land. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're someone who won't ask for directions. Or maybe you're someone who doesn't ask for directions. And if you don't ask for directions, how are you going to find your way? If you don't ask for directions, how are you going to keep on from going around in circles? If you say, I'll just use my head, I'll figure it out, the answer to that is very simple. No, you won't. Not in the things of God, not in spiritual things, not in eternal matters, you won't. Not with your heart that is deceitful beyond all things. Who can understand it? Book of Jeremiah, and you're not going to do it there. Not with the devil who prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. You won't just figure it out. You won't just find your way. When you get to eternal things, spiritual things, matters like that, the truth is that you and me, we're both out of our depth. Plain and simple. And that's been true since day one. A witness to that is God's holy word. If you open your Bible to the very beginning of the Bible, you're going to meet two people there. Their names are Adam and Eve. And our Bible begins with an account of these two people who simply don't ask for directions. They just do what? They figure it out. They figure it out. And when Eve saw that the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and God said, don't go there. Eve saw that the tree of knowledge of good and evil was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise. She took from its fruit and she ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. They didn't ask for directions. There's a lot of accounts like that in the Bible, in God's holy word, and in Christian experience, and they all end up badly. Some of them end up eternally badly. People lose their salvation. Some folks, by God's grace, just make an earthly mess of things. But that's bad enough. I remember years back, I knew a fellow who was always knocking on the door to my office. And after a while, I began to put two and two together. And whenever he would knock on the door to my office, it always came at the worst possible time. The worst possible time. I had something essential that I had to get done. I had something important that I had to deal with. And all of a sudden, I could count on it almost. There would come a knock on the door. And here was this fellow who had a new idea about what should be done about this or that or the other thing, and it was usually something that was very far away from what God says. And for a time, I listened to him because, well, I'm his pastor, and I should be understanding, and I should be compassionate. And then after a while, I realized, this man isn't being led. This man is not being led by the good Lord. There is some other force out there that's moving him around on the chessboard. And that means one of two things. Church or no church, he may not be a child of God. Or, if he is a child of God, he sure isn't asking for directions. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will make your paths straight. Proverbs chapter 3. And what that tells us is the same thing that we see in today's Psalm, Psalm 146. Psalm 146 gives us two sides of the same coin. On one hand, it says, put not your trust in princes. We nod our head. But on the other hand, it says what? But do trust the Lord. How blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob. Do trust in the Lord. And then it goes on and says, yes, how blessed. Because the Lord made the heavens and the earth. He knows how they operate. The Lord keeps forever. You can trust him with that. The Lord does justice for the oppressed. The Lord gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord protects the strangers, the fatherless, and the widow. The Lord thwarts the way of the wicked. Over and over again, and if you don't get the point is this. Call on the Lord. Ask for directions. Read his holy word. Turn to the things that he says. Look for his guidance, his hope, his wisdom. Never cease calling upon him in prayer, even for the smallest of things. It's there over and over again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll make your path straight. In its wonderfully economic way, God's holy word simply says, seek his face. Seek his face. If you want to know how someone reacts to something, what do? You don't always listen to their words. What do you watch? You watch their face. And so somebody says, oh, I think that's a great idea, while they frown. Their face is telling you something that their words are not. Seek his face. Does God brighten up when he hears about this thing? Or is this something kind of contrary to what he might say? Ask for directions. Seek his face. Otherwise, you just want to get lost? You want to wander around in circles? You want to make a mess out of things for yourself and for other people? The psalm says, no, no. Lord, your face I will seek. How blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. And so you begin with the Lord. You end with the Lord. You begin with hallelujah, praise the Lord. You end with hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hymn 797. Trust not in rulers. They're but mortal. Earthborn they are and soon decay. Vain are their counsels at life's last portal when the dark grave engulfs its prey. Since no mortals can no help afford, place all your trust in Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord and our Savior.